Earlier in the show, we heard about the barriers facing Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps. But if you really want to see someone overcoming barriers, keep an eye on the waters off Qingdao. That's where the Olympic sailing events take place. And it's where NPR's Louisa Lim met a young Australian whose Olympic dream was almost derailed when he broke his back.
Probably changed them to like the lighter plates.
The weight difference is so small.
Nathan Outerage is worrying about weight, about how to make his boat lighter. With partner Ben Austin, he races a high-performance skiff called a 49er, the lightest Olympic boat. Yet 3 years ago, his worries were of a different order, whether he'd ever walk again, let alone sail. The Australian yachtsman had been driving to a regatta when he'd fallen asleep at the wheel and crashed into a tree. His back was broken, one vertebra crushed to pieces. Surgeons had to perform a 9-hour operation, fusing three of his vertebrae.
Before the operation, they said, you know, there's a chance you may not be able to walk again after this if something goes wrong during the operation.
Before that, his path to world-class competition had seemed almost assured. At just 18, he'd won the title of World Youth Champion for three consecutive years.
My dad taught me to sail when I was four and took me out in like a little boat. And after a while, I said, look, I can steer now. And then he got out and said, all right, well, now you can go racing and all that.
After the accident, Outeridge's entire future was in doubt. Fortunately, the operation was successful. Still, he was in hospital for 5 weeks. This was followed by 3 months in a back brace, learning how to walk again. He spent a total of 9 long months off the water, unable to sail. Yet even from the beginning, lying in his hospital bed, he was focused on getting back into a boat.
Yeah, well, while I was in hospital, my dad went out and bought a new boat.
At that point, did you think about the fact that your career in sailing might be over?
Yeah, I thought about that all the time. Like, I just wanted to get back into sailing, and that's, I guess, all that thinking about it actually got me there.
Ben Austin had been driving ahead of Outeridge when he crashed. He watched his friend being cut out of the wreckage. At that time, they weren't sailing together. But before Outeridge was even fit to get back into a boat, Austin had asked him to be his sailing partner. And even then, they were thinking about the Olympics.
There wasn't ever really any hesitation in my mind that he wouldn't be able to sail. From the time we started talking about sailing together, it was just presumed he'd be able to do it.
That confidence, along with a lot of hard work, evidently paid off. The pair steadily climbed up the rankings, in January winning the World Championships. Outeridge says the accident has toughened him up mentally, giving him, he hopes, that extra edge over his competitors.
It's almost 90% a mind game. Like, I guess, you know, having been through, you know, such an ordeal during the car accident, having a lot of time to think about it, hopefully, you know, I feel should help me.
A major challenge they face, along with the other competitors, is the notoriously light winds in Qingdao, where the sailing events will be held. They've both been on strict crash diets to lighten their boat's load. For Ben and Nathan, the focus is on the immediate future. The accident is already in the past.
I have to say, I don't think it's something that plays in our mind at all anymore. We're here to win a gold medal. We're not here to collect a tracksuit and go home.
Is it just the being here that counts, or is it really the medal that counts?
Oh, the medal is the thing that counts for sure. Yeah.
And with that, they get back to work, filing screws, tightening lines, and looking, always looking, for more ways to lose that extra ounce of weight. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Qingdao.